to the urban area, to the big rural area, through very poor rural roads, large rivers and bridges are not good to cross. A lot of the bricks break. But if you're using an innovative product, then they're lighter, they're easier to transport, and you can get them there much easier with less damage, contributing to fresh economics. I mentioned the fact that some of the products are superior in energy efficiency and performance. In marketing, as well as research into new criteria, we spent a total of 3.4 million rand. And the cost that went to the CSR in terms of rental and other overhead costs, we had paid a total of close to 500,000 rand. So a very small amount of depreciation of 60,000. And then in terms of HR, finance, administration, which is a shared service, of course, we spent about 700,000. Making a total of about 7.5 million for the year 2006-2007. I'll then touch on the human resources, and in terms of percentage, currently the agency has 75% of the staff being either black or female. That was quite well confirmed, as well as gender sensitivity. We have 42% being black males, and black females being another 25%, making a total of 67% being black. And then 8% white female, and 25% white male. This, as part of the CSR, we do provide a very supportive working environment. And how do we do this? By enhancing staff training, we provide training, we provide courses, etc., etc. Our HR manager will be able to respond to any question in that regard, or unless you have a statement to entertain us. We also provide a comprehensive, structured mentoring program for the younger members of staff, thereby contributing to our skills development. And apart from this, they are the key initiatives, like contributing in the Women in Construction Week by taking in groups of learners for a period of a week during the month of August from different schools, and we introduce them to the wider CSR, and therefore encouraging them to take up careers in the built environment. This is part of our contribution to skills development. We also take part in national science festivals, like the Grand South Science Festival, the Pretoria School, where they have food coming from all over the country, the grade 11 and 12, and we have a stand there and we introduce the students who come through there, where we have thousands and thousands of students who come through, and introduce them to science and technology, thereby encouraging them to take up science as a career to address the national shortage of skills personnel. We also do take part in the national shows. We've currently taken part in the Victoria show, we've taken part in the Randy show, whereby we have a stand and we introduce students to what we do, and therefore encouraging the younger people to take up what careers in the built environment. We also give papers at international lectures, for example, trying to encourage people to take up careers in this particular area. We do have roadshows to universities, to various universities around the country, to introduce the learners to the various tertiary institutions to what we do, and to encourage them to join the CSR, Alpha South Africa, and to take a career in the built environment. So there are several initiatives we can do in this particular area to address the national skills shortage and to trying to get our staff involved in what is happening nationally. In terms of our legal and our operations and governance, currently we thank the agency reports to the director of the CSR built environment, and concluding remarks, the board will state how they see the government. The board of Agama holds at least 4 meetings in any financial year, and as well as ad hoc meetings when there are ad hoc issues to be discussed. And since our financials, and I mentioned this before, are managed as part of the CSR, we get audited as part and parcel of the give our finances. And we did receive a clean bill of health from the previous year's audit, as well as for the last 5, 6, 7 years, I can remember. And as I'm about to conclude, I mentioned, I promised to talk about the World Federation of Sexual Assessment Organizations. And you'll see that these are the countries that, from the globe of the world who are members of the World Federation of Sexual Assessment Organizations. You'll notice that we are the only organization in Africa with a great concentration of members from Europe, as well as a couple of members from the Australasia and the Pacific Islands, Japan in particular, as well as America. We are highly respected in Islam Health, and we've been appointed to host the 2008 Qatar annual meeting, which I think is a great honor and shows the respect that the organization places on the technical pages. The annual meeting of Qatar last year was in the United States of America. And at the previous year, and in the year I'm reporting on, it was in the United States of America. This year, the meeting was held in Australia, and next year in San Francisco. How do we achieve the desired state? Our minister, during the last year of the COSLA, instructed us to work very closely in collaboration with the other agencies within the Department of Public Works. We have 4 agencies that report to the Department of Public Works, being IDT, the CIDD, the CDD, as well as Agama South Africa. The CEOs of these particular 4 agencies have been meeting on a regular basis since the minister mandated us to work closer together. And some of the key issues we've been addressing, as I mentioned previously, was the professional skills shortage. In this initiative, currently our board member who is away from the Department of Public Works, Tony Maletti, is currently in Cuba as part of the recruitment drive for skilled professionals from Cuba who will be coming to South Africa as part of addressing the skills shortage. We're also looking at culture change within the professional industry. I mentioned previously the work they're doing in the second economy. And why is collaboration necessary? Get the best of all our available resources. We work together as a team, and one of the initiatives that we are working on together is the eradication of mud food. We were in Dar es Salaam in the Eastern Cape when the minister launched the eradication of mud food earlier this year. Azuma contributed to that particular initiative by producing forage knowledge and advice on various innovative systems. This good products can be used. How do you work closely in relation to the Department of Education? Currently the Department, the DD of the Department of Education, when they went to Treasury, they say that they will now use innovative products to address the backlog of skills or the eradicating of 6,000 months fees. And they're also looking at the issues of the Center of Excellence. In concluding, I'd like to say the future plans that AGMA will continue to play an important role in assessing the fitness for purpose of innovative construction products and building systems. How will we do this? By presenting substandard products of innovative construction products from getting to the market, and reduce the risk of using untested innovative products by testing them to see whether they fit for purpose. And the improved benefits of the CSR returning to cutting edge research will enhance our position so there will be more artists coming out of research for us to test, as well as we've now procured a lot of new additional lab equipment which we'll be using for testing. And I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to request the chairperson of the board to issue concluding remarks on this presentation.
Thank you, Joe. I'm going to ask Mr. Rihanna to please engage in the conclusion for the conference. Thank you. Over to you, Mr.
Rihanna. Thank you, Jen. In conclusion, we just, revisited who we are and what we but one would like to pick up some issues out of Joe's presentation that we as the board would like to share with the committee, one being the governance issue. Not to try and hold back but from Minister Fell's commentary and our current minister, the issue of the relationship test with the CSIR is being looked at, and one would believe the current board would have to deepen the debate around that issue, and that will form part of the strategic plan to see that how the relationship could be made, not to look as if one ministry is having to report to another ministry. To be aware that the CSIR themselves report to a different ministry, and the ASMA board reports directly and is also budgeted for by the Department of Public Works. It's that very issue that will be engaged with. I'm not preempting questions around that matter, but one would like to upfront mention that it's a hot issue. You probably would have to come up with a better solution for all parties involved. Just to also paint the picture of one of the products, or rather the results of ASMA's engagement in the recent past, ASMA has developed a certificate, a general certificate, which is not linked to any innovator, except to say, looking at the situation in South Africa, especially in the rural setup where houses would still have to be built with locally sourced materials and with local technology, there's a PISA block, which is essentially a block based on a local sourced material with some very easy technology to add. To add to that mix such that even not so skilled people, or mostly women, rural women, would be able to use that technology to not to improve, but to start to build much better houses using a system that would almost like in the brick that the manufacturer would be able to protect the inhabitants of those houses against the elements, namely water penetration. But the beauty of it, or what ASMA has come to accept, which some of us who were born and grew up in those houses have always known all along, is that those low levels, they have been built with the easy, or rather the basic technology, provides some comfort that the conventional building zones, like the same as an insulated material, especially those thatched roof houses, they give the opposite effect against the weather. When it's cold, they do provide very cost saving warmth within the house, and the opposite happens when it's warm out there, they provide a cooling environment. This is just a way to show that even within the greater South African citizenry, ASMA has a direct role and benefit to play in terms of that. And one would even run through some of the salient points that the actions or products of ASMA are based on. Obviously, quality not being compromised, quality runs through all of the activities. One would talk about affordability of building materials and systems. ASMA is key to that. And development of skills, such that the products out there will do what they supposed to do if the people who build them in are also trained in hand. So there's a linked achievement in terms of the national skills development. And we're talking about quotas that have to be given an opportunity to develop into national standards or to be standardized nationally. Whereas ASEMA looked at that process of bridging that product until the market demands it in high numbers, which is the, you know, slight difference between ASEMA products and SABC standards. But once the number grows, the demand grows, it will have to be standardized, you know, for us to get a picture. User-friendly of the product and the system is linked to our success. Most importantly, accessibility by everybody as far as possible. Whereas your standardized materials and systems, one would say most people get to know about and they don't necessarily have easy access to them. But with ultimate the drive is to make those building materials and systems as accessible as possible, even to people at the lower end or even individual users. These would be my conclusions. I don't know whether my colleague would want to add.
Thank you, Mayor of the Committee. Thank you, Chairperson. I think this is the end of our presentation. With greater emphasis, I'd like to point out certain things that the new board will need to prioritize. The issue of the reporting, the reporting structure, attention to intellectual property, intellectual innovation, South African-based innovation, and worldwide-based innovation, and ensuring the fact that the Department of Public Sector grants and priority, and in collaboration with the Department, the new board is going to address certain things that should be a niche within OAACM. Thank you very much for having us here, and thank you very much for listening to us.
But when you first heard about your actual presence in terms of the good like with the Department of Public and your direct accountability, it was when there was a workshop last year, if you recall, when there was a visibility from ASEMA in that workshop. I don't know whether you were there, sir. But he said, after that.
And then this gentleman so articulated about the role and responsibility of, and then Captain President Bill said, wow, well, really cheap. You know, really, you are hiding yourself with these other
Having said that, I think that I would like us to have just a 5 minute break. I noticed that there were some things that came in there while she was busy. When Honorable spoke to me, Honorable Offerman, he said that the committee section has responded to what the Minister of Finance Secretary said. But I want to prove, I'm going to want to prove him wrong. Because the vote is that it can be. Members, our visitor, can you just press 3?
this image for 5 minutes and then you can come back.
Enterprises, what about? We want that those things to be there in the report. I think that the issue of transformation, as the president called it,
is the business of everyone. Brotherhood. Since our president is taking it, we must see that thing being done. So I'll end up this.
Mr. Chairman, reading the report and hearing what you were told this morning, there are a few things that I would like to bring to somebody. And this is that we should bring to our government board's knowledge that they are an entity on their own. They need not in their report to Parliament. This is what you are supposed to be doing. You are giving up looking at a report to Parliament. Have a call word from the minister. We have come across this in a number of entities in the last 2 or 3 years that they include call words from the minister. And one gets the impression they're trying to hide behind a good minister. If you have a good minister. And that should not happen. You have an entity on your own. You can do it. You can do yourself a lot of good by submitting it. A report, which is your own document, too far. That's what it should be. It should be your report, the chairman's report, and that's fine. Because in this report, you often, the whole is really good. On the front page, I read about Clinton's foundation in 1969, and then there's a lot of things about the department. 1969, the front page should have been forgotten. This is a technical institution. Nothing to do with apartheid. But since apartheid left, we have found that a lot of potholes are appearing in our roads. So are we blaming apartheid for potholes now? And I say no, the agreement board has the role. You are supposed to be checking on the road surfaces, and we find only a certain problem. Let me close the problem. Move around. They don't come around from Sanin down to Canal Street and those areas, which have got enormous potholes in it, and it's only developed recently. In your report, you say these things should be reported to you. I believe that no. You should go out there and find out why, who bought this, was it in a group, was it in accordance with the government board specification. If it wasn't, was there a person intended on these roads? We didn't have an agreement board certificate. And why did that problem then allow these roads to be built without agreement certification? And that is something that I think we need to look at. We also heard that we are recruiting in Cuba. I cannot understand why. Because since 1969, you have been recruiting in South Africa. Why now all of a sudden? So to recruit labor in a foreign country. We can't even hope. How many people that are available in South Africa? Because, Mr. Chairman, we are finding this in some other entities as well. Capital has been recruiting welders in China and in India. What do you mean? Well, I tell you, if you want to, still South Africa. Stay away from foreign countries, they're not guaranteed your country. I think there's no reason why we should go up to the borders of this country. One of your functions is to provide peacekeeping The need for the development of infrastructure in Africa and the role of the facade of the public works in developmental peacekeeping. What is developmental peacekeeping? Why are you involved in peacekeeping? The Department of Foreign Affairs that should be involved in that, and if there's a Department of Defense that can be involved, and the President's office itself can be, that should be involved. I don't think entanglement should be involved in peacekeeping. And that I've taken out of the document, which is called Other in South Africa, Business Plan
that is something which we have to push away. And then right now, we are supposed to put in Cuba now, simply because the apartheid has ensured that the historical black children didn't study mathematics, didn't study science, whatever. So right now, our economy is overheating. We need the skills as of now. Those skills which are not there, the economy cannot be increased, cannot be good because of the apartheid path. My question is, I think it is only the financial the inside indicator for this private and international income. For the list of presentation, it doesn't show up where it comes from. International is a private. And there is a private profile. I want to know this. Then the second one is from the your overhead cost. Inside you have the 7.1 million for shared service cost. Your share service cost for the from the your presentation, you show up is for finance and human resource and administration. Well, no, this one is correct or not. And secondly, from the your agreement, pop up the certificate. You put a lot of certificates and the link to the SLBS. I don't know what difference from SLBS the same and your supplement of things. What is different? And the third one, I want to know. Your lot of products, your special products, for the certificate, you utilize to the, like for instance, you say it's for the ceiling or the tile or the roof. This one you utilize in the RBB house or not? Because you will be beneficial to the, our community. That is it. Otherwise, your certificate, I don't know how can you utilize. And you say you will be affixed to the EPWP. I want to know what your strategy for affixed to the EPWP. Thanks.
Okay. I don't want to ask a bit of questions. People ask questions that is in some form. This is a report from an entity and do not deal with the question, any question, in an orderly fashion. Thank you, Mr. Puncher. So I just want us to expect that we're not going to ask questions. There was a reference to the inferior products that came into the country. Was an impact that was catastrophic. I need to get more clarity on what that happened, who was responsible to check or to do the watchdog. So who did not do his job? The other thing is that I want to know from Agrimore, if people a certain specific idea, can that person go to Agrimore and say, I remember the technical skill, but we have an idea, how can you assist me to develop something that we can produce? And there was a short reference to global warming. I think global warming situation is a serious problem. And I think we need more input from different entities to make our people aware of what is happening in the world and what is coming unless we deal with this problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Comrade
Jefferson. I would urge you that we do not ask our officials to answer political questions. The problem with Mr. Blanchet is that once you mention apartheid, I think it will start to change. And I think the reality here is that we come from the past, and if that is mentioned, we have to accept it. And I think we should not allow our officials to answer that. The second thing that I want to mention is about, you know, at no stage will South Africa ever go out of the the country and recruit labor. We've got an abundance of labor in this country. We've got that more than what we need. But we lack technical skills in this country. And we want people who would come and actually assist us in training our people so that we are above with other countries. And we are going to continue doing that as long as we still have the legacy. That is the good transformation. The other thing here that I want to mention here is that, you know, we as a country have got an agreement with other African countries in terms of leopards. Previously, our African countries were sourcing everything from outside Africa. And our African people have not been benefiting. These countries, is mentioning France and them and all, have been the ones who have been actually benefiting from our own resources. This is about time that Africa look after Africans. And I think leopards is beginning to do that. And this is a government policy that we all agree upon that we are continuing. And I think this, I mean, it's doing well on that. Chair, I want to say, for me as well, I still don't have a clear understanding of what agreement South Africa is. And perhaps if I ask questions that are not relevant to their responsibility, and I mean, then I need to call to order. But I think if I listen very well, I think they are doing research and they are looking at perhaps the standards of the project and so forth. I want to touch on the issue of the global warming community. Because the issue here that we're experiencing in South Africa is that since, you know, where we had less rain before, now things have changed otherwise. And that is actually causing a lot of damage. My family comes from an area called Matangeni. And in the rural areas, say, it looks like we're still going to take a long time before we have tarred roads in those areas. So gravel roads are the issues of the thing. I want to check whether is there a way. In fact, I must also say, when I used to visit there at my younger age, I mean age, the roads were never serviced for up to 2 to 3 years. But what I've noticed now is that every time I go, you can see that the roads are being, you know, those gravel roads are being serviced. But because of the global warming, the rain, so it hasn't taken up a lot of resources from the municipality. But I think that argument South Africa, is there a way of looking at how we can maintain those gravel roads to sustain, you know, the climate change, the rain, because it means the local government are spending more money on actually creating those roads all the time. Is there a way that could be used? Because people are benefiting, yes, we realize that some of these roads may take very long to be tarred. What can be done? Because, you know, people who stay in those areas, their cars do not last. They are poor, but, you know, their vehicles, within no time, because they drive in this gravel all the time, and they dilapidate and wear out quickly. Is there something that can be invented that would sustain those gravel roads? Because it looks like we're still going to have for quite a long time. But we need something that is going to be maintained, looking at it, because it is now caused even more by the climate change, or I mean whether you call it global warming and so forth. The other one is the asbestos. Asbestos has been banned in South Africa. Asbestos has been banned in South Africa, but you still find small contractors, and perhaps even for people who do their own buildings, it's cheaper. People continue to use it. What is our involvement around this? Given the fact that South Africa is banned asbestos, but if you look at poor people when they are building, I think they look at asbestos as the cheapest means of cooking, because that's what they can afford. You know, how do we make sure that we begin to eliminate that? To either be something that is reasonable, comfortable, and affordable around it. Yeah, that's what the second step.
I think in addition to the question, you know, you spoke about the eradication of asbestos. Is it possible for you, as we have already indicated that we are working very closely with the IDC, which is what that has are you very able to communicate with us that is in terms of your intervention, having worked with the IDC, you are able to see that person, you know, some of the interventions in the particular area, but that when we are being formalized, we are able also to tailor our business in such a manner that we are able to complete the drug area so that we are able to take care of ourselves. I'm raising this thing also because of the fact that even in housing challenge in the country, your intervention was one would not be able to say that maybe it is quite a bigger profile. I'm listening also many complaints of people in terms of existing poor housing delivered by the Department of Housing to particular contractors do not have a black robot in the housing unit, but also some of the contractors that would like to see them doing the sustainable business in the energy environment. But at what extent are you still asking them? Because you sort of see them. You see them in natural TV, that is a useless. Companies are complaining about the houses that are delivered, therefore, questions that are. Where are you in that in terms of also assisting those challenges? You may mention, not in fact, that you have delivered about 484 CDPs. One would assume that that is from the time of the internship to the date. And that relates to the question. That has been posed. Perhaps because I do not know your operation, one would think that perhaps this is really as compared to the time, from the time of the inception to today. And what makes you to have delivered such a small number? Is it because of the confines of your operation, or else is it because of some other challenges that impede you to accelerate your delivery in terms of the certification of that. I think the question of the university asked. Okay, next we went to the question from the
Chairman, are you going to put my question on page 8 of the report? Quality management system. Happens in South Africa is smaller than quality management system. Requires applicable certain holders to remain unchanged. As in previous years, in cases of non-compliance have been reported, these have been specially addressed and rectified by the respective certificate holders. My question, the asphalt roads are now appearing all over South Africa. For somewhere, somebody is not sticking to the certificated road building process. You mentioned it a little bit higher, the Board of Agreement has authorized the development of performance-based criteria and technical guidelines documents for cold mix asphalt. That is the surfacing of roads. But in the last 10 years, we have this problem all over the country, and especially in 50 provinces. So my question is still, why must you wait until it is reported? Is there no way that agreement sellers can go see where these potholes appear and then what? That province, the public works department, what are you doing to the resource? Who did you allow to seal these roads? How did it seal? Was it a sophisticated contractor who did the job? Because now it appears that, you know, the new South Africa, We are building portals, not roads.
you know, sir, I know Mr. Plateau might be exposed to certain principles. You know, you said there's a road that moves from Mantua to Mantua. That road was very expensive during apartheid. I can tell you, 4 years ago, that road had to be redone. Completely.
And you can see that now that road is sustainable. So I'm saying here, we may have one experience there and another experience somewhere. And I think that what we need to say to Agri, South Africa here, is that we need consistency. Even if we spend a lot of money, we need consistency because we need sustainable roads that are actually going to sustain all kinds of weather. It might be very expensive. You know, when you look at some of those roads, they were built very cheap because they are in the township. You can talk about potholes today. We've been living in potholes. We go to our township when the roads are bigger at that time. You cannot even say that there was ever a tar road there. I'm saying here, Chair, that this is about time that this entity begins to look at sustainability. Whether the road is built in town or in the township, it must be the same quality. And roads that were done not correctly. You go to Katihom in Soweto, you think there was never a tar road there. You go there, you know, it's like there was never a tar road. And there were, those roads were tarred. But they are, you know, in tatters. The other issue is that, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to do this, because this is not what's so, you know, I think they reported about development in 53. Africa has been rotted by war. And the country we have the responsibility. So we were assisted in South Africa. After we were ravaged by war, by the apartheid system, it is then our responsibility to our fellow Africans.
No,
you are out of order.
Back to my question.
You are there out of order.
Again, the chair, you must have a recording for interpretation. Now, you already allowed for the department for the argument for the answer the question. See, what's the answer the question?
No. What was happening is that Mambi was adding, but also giving us another strategy in terms of what he has offered. That does not necessarily mean that the question will not be answered by them. Because he's aiming to say that they talk about consistency and sustainability. I think that is what he's aiming on what he has said. But the question is still to be answered, but not to be answered. Maybe let's give time now to them to respond to the question. And then get another very last.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the approach that we are going to take in answering the questions that have been posed before us is going to go in this manner. The first question, and that has been responded to, the politicians with us on the other side of the part of the ministry, and training of applicants by AGRIMA. HR will respond to that, take note of that to HR. And the peacekeeping has been responded to, and those are the two questions. The next one, we are quite happy and very grateful of the fact that Mr. Hakate will welcome the presentation that we have, but even with that, thank you, Chair. The nature of the report on the final part of things, we also are taking note and will be addressed in our office, the next report is going to see that happening. The human resources training of the student is a repetition of the previous process that we are definitely committing as applicants to train more engineers, more qualified surveyors, more civil students from within the country. The procurement side of our CEO is going to respond to that maybe specifically for this report. But again, I'm able to say the new board that is in place now is going to ensure that we have a supply chain management system that is going to be put in place together with what we are going to propose for the ministry. Next is the okay, the issue of international, international CFO, the that all is going to talk to that, the international part of the report on funding. The shared services cost is HR is going to report to that, as I said, by the CEO. Certificate by FAP and the joint effort with FAPS, the CEO is going to answer specifically on that one, the difference between ACRIMO and FAPS. Lots of products for RDP houses, the CEO is going to respond to that one. The monitoring of inferior and quality of products, the CEO is going to answer to that. A specific idea on the global warming has been responded to that, but the CEO is going to touch on that one as well. The job on the gravel road in this rural, or is there any way that can be addressed, any new innovation that can be encouraged towards the deep rural growth? The CFO is going to talk to that. Spend in South Africa. The CFO is going to talk to that one. So the CEO, sorry. Where I said CFO on operational matters, I corrected the CEO. Eradication of mud schools, the CEO is going to talk to it with regard to IDP and the possibility to visit those areas. Number of certificates, 434 certificates, what is the age? The CEO is going to talk to that one. I think I did have to cover all those areas. Can I start with HR to respond to the questions that have been asked?
The first question I'm going to address is the skills shortage within academia itself, and I want to give it in a holistic context. In terms of how it wants to use some of the students in some of the context, and if so, everyone's in front of your CFR. And the part of the unit that I take care of is everyone who is making a CFR or something. In general, our existing staff within everyone are technical staff, whether in credit that the manpower in terms of confirmation, they have hard working skills. Only one staff member is not a technical staff member, secretary or administrative person. So there is pressure to recruit both environmental professionals, which are either engineering or construction industry professionals. We have a challenge in addressing skills in terms of senior staff, in terms of our own staff within everyone, and then also in terms of students at university who are learners within schools, and we address them with this in the different studies that we use to address the different learners that we have. In terms of our own staff within everyone, there is a huge need for upskilling in terms of formal qualifications. If you have a national assignment, you might be required to get your degree check from your bachelor's degree, so there's pressure on you to upskill your own qualifications. If you have a master's degree, there's pressure on you and interns within your teaching connection. But the most formal qualifications will also be short in-house courses and short-term education within the existing staff in everyone. All the staff that we do have within Agenda that is also expected to do what we call technology transfer. That's to transfer skills from one staff member either to any unit itself or to public to the broader public. That could be some of the senior staff members, 3 years of experience, something, some of them have training, some have TN transfer, some of them are, but they use skills from the right side of the right. In terms of teenagers, there is a need to increase the amount of graduates of technology graduates on construction engineering. Although there's really enough graduates coming to the university. In terms of our budget, the beautiful environment budget, which includes ECMO, in last year, in terms of higher education qualification certificate, we have 9 professional people, which we sponsor, but we have recent funding. Which actually even more than this. But the total expenditure on that was about 800,000. It's not enough, and some budgeted for this first year of university, where the transfer from developing somebody to get a 4-year concentration in terms of construction or engineering, you could sort of aim to get a first year person at the university. It's not good enough anymore. So for the department of education, you basically have to, you can just get someone into the work environment, sort of work in the work environment. You need to look at learners who are better at skills. So you need to attract them into science, into technology, into business, into that at that level. So our pipeline actually really plug in those further and further down the chain. So we're also looking at addressing Java Yama and Mission Degree University School of STEM. So we are trying to develop from school level, putting in place those programs or scholarships at both undergraduate and postgraduate level, addressing our own staff, the technical competencies of our own staff within Agrobar itself, and then also looking at technology transfer of different staff. So I think the concentrating factor for engineering and construction industry staff is that it's not something that you know, because most of those degrees are 4-year degrees. And then so an experience with that you talk to the engineering council, so that the previous need to be what a comfortable professional person would take your bachelor's degree for 5 years with experience. That is for it's interactive with a master and building industry professionals that move up that but in about 3 years people have significant experience. You're expanded public works program to put a demand for infrastructure professionals. I think increases the cycle to which people are able to work. That's a good group
skill.
I think there's lots of opportunities. I like lots of lesson points that we're going to get. We're putting stuff up to try to get.
For the private sector institution, charging a fee for the
from the government. There is also another income source that is being generated from the private sector. There is also another income source that is being generated from the internet side collaboration with the other institutions. Moving to the second question. The second question pertaining to the shared services cost. The question of clarification as to exactly what is this. Tell me exactly what this shared services cost entails. Shared services, the CSIR in essentially operates what we call the shared services model. By shared services model, we're trying to avoid duplication of services which are common across all the different business units of the CSIR. Built environment and by implication, agreement being one of those units. In other words, for instance, the collection of money from debtors, the payment of creditors, it cuts across different unions of the CSIR. So we have this centralized function which we call the shared services function, which does that to make sure that the creditors are being paid on time, the staff are being paid. It's not decentralized at a unit level, but it's centralized at a function which we call the shared services. So from there, there's a key which is being cut. Or a levy, in other words, which is called shared services cost, which is based on turnover, which is charged every month for the services that is being provided.
Thank you. I think you have not touched on the issue of procurement of new equipment. The procurement of new equipment is present, even though the board is going to attend to that, but the procurement is present, but it's in the report. How are you controlling? How is
that controlling the services? Procurement function is also being looked at in terms of the scorecard which is being developed currently and is in collaboration with the CSIR. That scorecard is the one that is being for procurement purposes, whereby we look at issues like the representativity of the suppliers in terms of representation of demand, representation of previous disadvantaged organizations. And then based on the scorecard, that is what we generate. From there we generate funds which are being used to ensure that when procurement is being done from the institution, from previously disadvantaged institutions.
Thank you. Sorry,
just to add in terms of the procurement, the actual component for this equipment should be known and accepted that these are high tech. They, for a while, they may not be a bigger beneficiation to SMEs, for instance, except possibly in terms of service and, you know, facilitating supply thereof. But the manufacture and the production of the components themselves may have to come from sources that we regard as non-SME. I just wanted to put the point forward. The intention is there, but we have to work towards that, even if it means forcing those suppliers to enter into processes that will make them qualify for the scorecard. That's an ongoing effort. But just to start here, the kind of equipment that help us use would majorly benefit what we call the service sector.
So, the follow-up is that the government part is a leverage in terms of the institution. So I request that if the government has with an extra board, they must initiate in the strategy how much the government payment in that year. So how much they that are put the affected businesses about the suppliers. Because if you have your base on it, those three companies, they are done for now, for the board. But they have to solve the work from government, for the board. So I think that if the afternoon board now to talk about it, what I don't think that it's going to happen.
project next to the board.
The next question was just pointed to by the CEO and Kevin. They would be sharing technical questions together. I think that would be over to the
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Member for the project committee. And thank you all for your questions. And I thank you for, as I take note of the compliments that we did receive. I'll start with a question on developmental teaching in Africa and what we are doing. We are working as part of the Public Works Initiative in this regard. We are providing information on the rated system which can be used in addressing some of these issues. So we are part of a bigger team in contribution towards providing the knowledge. So, our knowledge is available on our website, that's what it's free. It's freely available to anybody who is interested. And should one be interested, then they need to contact the certificate holder and build in accordance with the certificate. So our input in that regard can provide support in the part of the public work initiative. The second question was the federal certificate and what is the link and the difference between us and the South African Bureau of Standards. We consider a clear distinct link that products which have standard rating, in other words, they have the standard product and the standard which have been developed to cover that product, forms under the ring of the South African Bureau of Standards. Therefore, most of the road products have standard rating. We moved into the road area very, very recently. And we currently have only a couple of certificates. We have one certificate which was issued in the last, on the 8th of May, for the road product, which can be used for addressing this road segment. And maybe it's cost effective and easy to use. But most of the products, most of the roads are built, they have standards and that's what falls in the ring of the ring of South African Bureau of Standards. I would like to think that we work closely with the South African Bureau of Standards in terms of making the facilities, but they take care of the responsibilities in terms of their mandate, and we take care of our responsibilities in terms of our mandate. Only covers innovative facilities, something new, different from the standard product. That is when it comes to us. This is a standard product, but as a pure standard. Assistance in terms of private transit programs. What is our strategy? We work as an implementing agency for the Department of Public Works. And our strategy and our input to a standard public works program provide information and technical ideas. The implementation of the private public works program is under the directorate, under the Department of Public Works. So our assistance is limited as well in providing information and facilitating the scientific activities of providing information. A question from Honorable Oppenheim. Reference to inferior products that impact as a catastrophic and what they did and when. This was the reason that led to the establishment of Alzheimer's of South Africa in 1969. At that time, there were several imported products that came to South Africa, which failed. And the then minister went to the CSR and established Alzheimer's to look at these products that come from the Pacific Rim and tested. wrong thing at the moment. The question in terms of skills and what you're doing consists has been addressed by Asia. Global warming has also been addressed, but I'd like to just stress that our input is also technical in nature. We currently have a software for assessing thermal performance in buildings. In other words, looking at how a product will perform in use within a building. Our software, therefore, can be used as the checking point to whether a product is fit for purpose or not. Our input is limited to technical as well. It is also limited to our mind. On a clear understanding of what hybrid mud does, I'll explain the difference between us and what production bureau standards does. But I'd like to say that we look at fitness of projects of innovative construction materials, building systems, and more frequently those projects. Is there a way we can look at improving gravel roads? There is a standard for gravel roads that was most in the range of South African bureau standards, not other than that. Should there be an innovative product that can be used for road products, we will assess it so that it is safe for personal use. We do have criteria for assessing alternative road services systems, but until somebody brings an idea to us, we are not involved in the research in terms of that under the CSR. That's the R&D. We do the assessment and test of innovative construction products. Asbestos is banned in South Africa, and what is our involvement? We are continuously looking at new and improved ways of new products to innovate. And we have, in the recent past, seen a few applications for products which can be replaced with asbestos. Since it has been banned, South Africa's Bureau of Standards looked at standardized products, but it is in their region to look at those products. We look at testing of innovative products. The eradication of mud through our link to the IBC and the intervention, and specifically what has been done. Agrimud South Africa did provide information on various kinds of innovative products that can be used to address this aspect. We also provided cost notes and provided information on the differences between the various The other question is that 434 certificates are few. I do agree, yes, the name is few, but the ideas, we test ideas which come up from research. We are not involved in research, ourselves. We have a small digital space. And our size is limited to the workload. We test ideas of the products which come from the work. And which innovation is making new discoveries. But I'd like to stress that we are not small in global research. If you look at Canada, they have similar number of certificates. Look at Australia, they have similar number of certificates. These are countries which compare ourselves, and these are third world countries. So there's a few in a global perspective, but in line with international trends, countries in similar states, you know, which means products have to come to the right in terms of research development before we look at the test of the Canada. The other question from the Honourable Member of KK, the coordinator of ASPO. The criteria was developed, and we, as I mentioned, it's a new criteria, and we do not really have products. Only one product to be assessed is the one that we approved on the 8th of May, and therefore any work that was done prior to that may not have been done according to the may not be an argument for this, because the first argument of the system was issued on. We will, however, go out and look at this. The question regarding quality monitoring. We monitor all our certificate holders. Each certificate holder is visited once a year and whenever else is necessary to a quality inspection. Agrimud South Africa has a total of 133 certificates. Each one of the of those, all the valid certificate holders are visited for a quality monitoring at least once a year. We do monitor our people. I must say that most of the products which are used in most construction conventional products with more than a 10 PPM screen and not have them again. I'd like to remember the chairman, she has been a question I'd like to ask. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and also then for the recording.
Chairman,
there
have been a couple of issues. As far as I know, this is not used for fiber, any fiber cemented, or it's been replaced by certain rows of fiber. So the concerns raised about us using fiber cemented, say, for example, we take a corrugated sheeting, not really a concern.
They will get to know what you are doing as far as the road is concerned. happened, what why should we do it in the attendance document? So my question, are you reporting to some of the boys? If not, then I think that that is the next step that the government board should be considering to report the eventual portfolio commission so that they can become known on what they are doing in the field. come in again. And if I'm finished here, the cargo went board is associated with the Canadian and the USA. It was on certain gravel roads, there are many gravel roads in the USA and Canada, where they are using different products to make a very strong road. And I'm thinking of a company called Minnesota Mining. They're selling the products in Canada. Now, I would ask that maybe this is what you should be doing. You cannot go far road all the way back with the finances we have available. But if there are other countries with good gravel roads and substations to do such gravel roads, then maybe you have them go in the right place to go to this and come back and change the other part. Why don't you? That particular company, and this is really where they use it. They're going to the United States and in Canada, there are a lot of historic nature reserves. Especially in their nature reserves, they want to suppress the dust. So they use it as a way to suppress the dust of the market. I think that's also part of the container reserves and probably the company.
Yeah. On behalf of Father Michael Ashokit and the board of Arima, I'd like to thank the honorable chairperson and the honorable member of the Cultural Committee for this opportunity. We value of this interaction and appreciate the comments. We will definitely listen to them and we will respond to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, right from our side.